It was one of the great days of my life. It's one of the great artistic installations I've ever seen. It's in my very, very top 10. I think it changed my life a little bit.
Sir Ian McKellen, the acclaimed English actor, assessing his journey to Lake Ballard to view Anthony Gormley's Inside Australia. This was in 2010, and at the time Sir Ian was touring Australia with Waiting for Godot. When the production reached Sydney, he spoke about his Lake Ballard experience with Philip Adams on ABC Radio National's Late Night Live.
We were with Waiting for Godot in Perth, and in the same little hotel we were staying in the suburbs, there was Anthony Gormley, who I know ever so slightly. And, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And he explained that east of Perth, in the middle of the desert of Western Australia, he had these 51 figures on the Salt Lake, figures that were based on inhabitants who lived close by, and he recommended a visit, and we managed to organise it on our day off. These figures are... He scanned some local people and then reduced their body mass by a third. So they're spindly creatures. You can identify their gender because he's made that perfectly clear. But there are no facial expressions. They're just these figures standing with their arms out in the mud. And as I went up to one of them, because they're yards and yards and yards apart from each other, I found myself saying, "What are you doing here?" And I'd swear that the statue looked back at me and said, no, what are you doing here? And if an artist makes you question in that way, then it seems to me he's done his job. And it's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'd strongly recommend it.
A few weeks earlier, Philip Adams had welcomed Anthony Gormley himself as his guest on Late Night Live.
I'm looking at a very compelling image, a very isolated figure that could result from a close encounter of the third kind, or it could be, in fact, a variation on an ancient Cycladic figure. And it's standing with arms not stretched out, but widely apart, in the middle of a desert. What am I looking at?
You're looking at a Wangatha woman who has had two-thirds of her body mass removed in order to reveal something that I call an insider. An abstracted body form that is made from the minerals that have been derived from the landscape in which she stands. She is one of 51 sculptures that stand at the west end of Lake Ballard, looking in all directions on a salt plain that is sometimes covered in water and sometimes completely crystalline. And it's a meditation that I invite people to share by walking through this relational field on the relationship between identity and place.
Gormley's Inside Australia is the result of an invitation by Sean Doran, then the director of the Perth International Arts Festival, to create a major environmental installation to celebrate the festival's 50th anniversary in 2003. In accepting the commission, the London-based Turner Prize winner had to find an appropriate site.
I just wanted somewhere with an absolutely flat, more or less 360-degree horizon, and that's what we found. The west end of Lake Ballard, which is this extraordinary lake, 70 miles long, 30 miles wide, with this sodium crust that makes everything stand out absolutely clearly. It's an amazing place. It's in the middle of what's called the Yilgarn Craton, which is the oldest bits of the surface of the Earth. It's between 2.9 and 3.5 billion years old. And in it are found molybdenum, iridium, titanium, uranium, gold, chromium, copper, and iron.
In his conversation with Gormley, Philip Adams observed,
"It astonishes me that each of these 51 images derives from the physicality of a real human being, all of whom had to be, what, persuaded, lured, seduced?"
We had brought this man, Ralph, from Los Angeles with his cyberware body scanner that he set up in the old town hall in Menzies. And we had made it known that I wanted to make a work that celebrated, in a way, the community closest to this extraordinary geological site. And I said, "Come after, sundown. Come at around 6 o'clock," and nobody came. But anyway, the next day, one by one, people did come. They came. The Aboriginal community came females together and then males together, and they did get their kit off and they did stand still for the minute and a half it took to take the digital scan. And the white fellows came in their families. For me, returning art to the centre of human life as a place of reflection about who we are, where we come from, where we might be going collectively, our relationship to place and the planet as a whole, I think this is a central thing. I want to bring art back as a kind of place of possibility, a test site for life.
The process of conceptualising, producing and installing the 51 metal figures that comprise this extraordinary work is intimately described in the book Anthony Gormley Inside Australia, published in 2005 by Thames and Hudson. When the actual artwork was officially unveiled back in February 2003, it served to almost immediately put Lake Ballard on the global map, initially with art lovers, but soon with a growing band of visitors who wanted to see what all the fuss was about. But what of the Menzies residents themselves, whose bodies were scanned to make the work? What did they think of Gormley and his project? This is Lorraine Williams.
Well, first it started off as a joke, giggling and carrying on, and then as time went by and got serious, they come down to our level.
Have we got hammers?
There's a lot of bent penises and wonky breasts here. This is, for instance, bent. This is a strange ritual.
I'm just straightening up your breasts, Lorraine.
I said you were playing with them.
Yeah, well, they've just got to look their best, haven't they? We can't have this level of exposure without it looking good. Come and have a look anyway.
Since the creation of Inside Australia, Anthony Gormley has generously gifted the work to the state of Western Australia in perpetuity. It continues to attract a growing number of visitors from around the globe. In the making of this recording, the Shire of Menzies and the Goldfields Tourism Network thank the Australian Broadcasting Corporation for its permission to use audio excerpts from a variety of ABC radio and television broadcasts, and also gratefully acknowledge the invaluable support of Lottery West.